Hello, and welcome to the seventh in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the function of the endocrine system of the honeybee. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added to it using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. We have previously reviewed the exocrine system in episode 5 of this series of podcasts, and these are structures that empty their secretions into ducts or channels. The endocrine system also produces chemicals, and these are called hormones. They are secreted directly into the hemolymph, just as our hormones enter our blood system. They travel around the bee and target specific cells to stimulate a response. They are usually used for coordinating long-term development, such as growth, molting, determining caste in the females, and also determining the age of duties in workers. There are three main endocrine glands: the corpora alata, the corpora cardiaca, and the prothoracic glands. Corpora is Latin for body, as we see in the word corpse. There are also other structures called neurosecretory cells, which form a link between the nervous system, such as the brain and ganglia, and the endocrine glands, so that there is some overall control and coordination between the two systems. The corpora cardiaca is a pair of glands located behind the brain on either side of the aorta, hence the name cardiaca, referring to the cardiovascular system. They are connected to the brain by neurosecretory cells and store hormones for these cells. In the larva, the corpora cardiaca produces a hormone called prothoracicotrophic hormone, or PTTH for short, which enters the hemolymph and stimulates the prothoracic gland to produce ecdysone, which is the molting hormone. The function of the corpora cardiaca in the adult is currently unknown. The prothoracic glands are a pair of glands between the pro- and mesothorax, close to the esophagus in the thorax. They produce ecdysone in response to stimulation from the corpora cardiaca hormone, PTTH. Ecdysone stimulates epithelial cells in the cuticle to produce molting fluid, so that the cuticle can be shed. The prothoracic glands degenerate after pupation and are absent in adults. The corpora alata are found in the head just behind the corpora cardiaca, either side of the esophagus. Again, these are connected to the brain and subesophageal ganglia by the neurosecretory cells. The corpora alata produces juvenile hormone. In some old texts, this is known as neotenin. In the larva, the levels of juvenile hormone and ecdysone coordinate growth and molting. High levels of juvenile hormone from the corpora alata inhibit the activity of the prothoracic gland, which lowers the level of ecdysone produced. This promotes growth in the larva. Lower levels of juvenile hormone remove the inhibition of the prothoracic glands, and therefore higher ecdysone levels are seen and molting occurs. This means there must be some coordination between the brain, corpora cardiaca and corpora alata to fine-tune this rhythmic process of growth and molting. In the females, juvenile hormone and another hormone called vitellogenin will control caste determination. In queens, there is a high level of juvenile hormone around day 3 of larval development compared to a worker, which promotes queen development. In the adult queen, juvenile hormone will promote ovary development, whilst in workers it will reduce ovary development. It is also thought to increase development of drone reproductive organs, but this is not known for certain. Juvenile hormone has other functions in the adult bee. Levels of this hormone increase in an adult, peaking around day 15. In general, as juvenile hormone levels increase, it stimulates age polyethism. In other words, a movement from hive duties to more entrance and guard duties, increasing defensiveness to eventually promoting the worker to a forager. It will help with the development of glands such as the hypopharyngeal gland in order to produce brood food and royal jelly. As you can see, there is a lot of coordination between endocrine glands, the nervous system, and as yet unknown mechanisms in the honeybee to control these quite complicated processes. I hope that this brief overview has increased your knowledge and understanding of the endocrine system, and I hope to see you for the next episode.